show, if you dial in and take control of the airwaves, toll free, 800-259-9231, as we are launching here into the second hour of the program. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites. We do ours free, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. Let's go right into your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll start with Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yeah, I was just reading about the issue. The governor here in New Hampshire, of course, signed that bill allowing them to get married to each other.
Who's
and same-sex marriages in New Hampshire.
What's wrong with that?
Well, what I'm getting at is what happens when the justice of the peace prefers to marry a man and a woman, and they say, hold it. Justice of the peace, that's a government office, and they're sworn to discharge their duties impartially,
yeah.
And that's discrimination.
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
here's what the justices of the peace need to do is say, okay, you'll get legally married. That's your legal right, but I'm going to exercise my legal right to freedom of speech.
When you're a government bureaucrat, when you've sworn to be a government bureaucrat, you've sworn an oath to their system, and you're supposed to follow the rules. We know that government bureaucrats don't ever follow their own rules, but theoretically they should be. If they've been told that they have to do these marriages, they should have to do that. I didn't know that you were a bigot, Tom.
Well, it's dearly beloved, there is obviously something seriously wrong with these two sickos, but they want to get
married. What do you have against gay people, Tom?
Tom, I think that the bureaucrat, the justice of the peace, if they're paid by the community, especially on a full-time basis, could exercise their right to quit rather than doing something that they find immoral.
They could quit.
If the government hired more people that had spines like that, then we would be in a lot better shape.
That's not where I would want anybody to show a spine, however, because I've got nothing against gay people. I think that everyone, the ones I've met have been great folks. So I'd just like to ask you, Tom, what's your problem with gay people?
It's not a problem. We have to tolerate them.
Sounds
because
like
technically they're not violating
anybody's
rights.
You just called them names, sickos, yeah. What's your problem with them?
They're not violating anyone's rights by having a gay old time, shall we say.
They aren't.
So, therefore, we have to tolerate them, but we do not have to accept them.
Well, I will accept people that are good people, and the ones that I've met have been good people. Have you had an experience that was contrary to that?
Well, they're a bunch of sick perverts, and
why?
Therefore, why
are they perverts and you're not, Tom?
Because they decided to be queers, and I didn't.
Oh, how do you know they decided?
I can see it now. Hi there. I'm here to run this personal ad under Men Seeking Women. Hold it. Not so fast. You don't get to decide this. We decide this. We're putting your ad under Men Seeking Men. And when you get replies from queers, see, they made the decision which column to run their personal ad in or what bars to go to.
I think you don't understand what I'm pointing out here. You're saying they made a choice to be gay. There may be some people who did choose, but I think that a lot of the people, if you actually talk to gay people, Tom, instead of acting afraid and being a bigot, conversations with them, then you might find out that they've always been that way.
Well, it was their choice to be so. See,
Do you believe that it was conscious in every single gay person's experience, that it was a conscious choice to be gay?
It's their bright idea. I mean, if they simply run their personal ad under the other column or put it on the dating website or go to, the other bars, it's a simple matter like that to switch over from queer to straight, I don't think it's as simple as you believe it is.
It's
just like going down to
I wish
town
we had Dale on the show tonight to talk to Tom. Because
Republican,
Tom,
you go down to the town hall and register Democrat if they want to, or the other way around.
Not the same.
Just flip a switch.
Not the same.
And be straight. This is flip the switch.
Tom, I think that if I chose to have sex with a man, that it wouldn't change that I'm heterosexual because I'm attracted to women.
Yes, it would.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's that one instance, you know. You put one in your mouth and you're labeled forever. But do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't matter. I'm still heterosexual even if I choose to have sex with a man. Wouldn't you agree?
Well,
that makes you bisexual.
I used to be a Democrat years ago, and you can be independent or you can be you change over from one to the other.
I think that you are making it sound way too easy, like everybody can just change at any old time they want to, and I think that while that can be true for some people, I think that, Mark, if you do decide that you want to have sex with a man, and you do that, at that moment, you are, well, maybe at that moment you're either bisexual or you're gay, but then you can change back to being heterosexual.
I don't think it is. I think it's a frame of mind. You could be a gay person without having gay sex.
If they're in a relationship, though, and they want to switch over and be straight, then, I mean, are they actually worried that their little faggot friend is going to be heartbroken?
Tom, how do you feel about just getting government out of marriage to begin with, and then you won't have any of these issues with justice of the peace or whatever? It's supposed to be a private contract between you and your partner, and if you so desire, God. And that's it. Why does government need to be involved in marriage to begin with?
Well, as long as they also stay out of the other part of it. See, my wife gets to have a green card because she is the wife of a United States citizen, namely me.
Okay, sure, now, but that can still be a private institution.
They're recognizing that marriage, and if they stop recognizing marriages altogether, then who's going to take care of my kids when she is no longer allowed to live in the United States because they're no longer recognizing legitimate marriages?
Well, that's because the government created that problem in the first place, Tom. If the government allowed free people to move across borders freely.
Right. The government should not. I agree with you, Wayne. The government should not be involved in marriage at all. But as long as they're going to be handing out marriage certificates, then they should hand them out to anybody that wants one of them. I recommend not doing that personally, but if that's what somebody wants to do, they should be able to get one of those. But Tom, even if all of a sudden the government tomorrow got rid of marriages, period, you'd still be bigoted. And so I just, you're down a notch in my book, dude. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Effect down several notches. I despise bigots. I'm very bigoted against bigots. If that makes any sense. And by the way, Mark, I'd like to point out that I was not suggesting that you had to have gay sex in order to be gay.
You are suggesting that if I have gay sex, that I'm gay.
Well,
so you've got a double standard.
Or you're bisexual.
You don't get to say whether I'm gay or not, Ian. Shut your cake hole.
So you believe you can be heterosexual. You believe you can be hetero and have gay sex?
Yes.
And not be gay?
Absolutely.
That's a little confusing.
Your orientation
to me.
Is an orientation. It's not about the act that you commit.
I'm not gay, my boyfriend is.
Right. Whatever.
What about, there's one famous actress, I won't name her, but she was born with male genitalia as well as female.
I have no idea.
Wasn't that Jamie Lee Curtis?
Correct.
Okay.
And now, what is she? What, if she has sex with a man, is she gay? I mean, doesn't that define a good question?
The answer is, you don't get to say. Jamie Lee Curtis does.
Fair enough. But I think that Tom is dead wrong in that he believes that people choose. A lot of gay people, I think, will tell you that they were born that way. They started realizing and having feelings for people of the same sex.
I never chose to be heterosexual. I never chose to like little girls. Yeah. I liked little girls when they were in... I remember being in second grade in particular having a crush on a little girl. I'm sure it happened sooner than that.
Too.
I didn't pick that. That wasn't something that I chose. It was something that happened to me. And I'm not willing to say that a little boy that had those same feelings about a little boy in second grade chose that. No, I'm not. I mean, he is choosing whether or not to have sex with a man when he becomes a man, but that's different. He was born, he became gay as a result of whatever. And I don't know if it's nature. I don't know if it's nurture. The evidence to me suggests that it's a bit of both. And it's okay with me. I can live with it. The idea of people being upset that they can marry, I don't quite get that. I mean, they're in town. They're in town right where you are right just, now, humping in their houses.
It's just hatred. That's all.
I mean, there's nothing you're going to do about it.
Yeah, people get worked up in a big frenzy about this silly stuff.
I do kind of get caught up sometimes in the semantics of it. I don't think that necessarily gay marriage is the same thing as straight marriage, so why do we have to use the same term? But I also understand their point of view that they, you know, that there could be a, there likely could be a separate but equal issue. I'm sure there would be.
They want the government goodies to go along with a government marriage.
I'm not sure why it would be any different than a straight marriage. It's two people getting together for the purpose of loving one another.
It's not a man and a woman. If a marriage is defined as a man and a woman, then fine.
That's not how I define it. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And gay marriage passed today in New Hampshire, by the way.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com to join up and become a fan of Free Talk Live on Facebook. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing debt problems? With DebtCrisisSolutions.com's programs, there are no more payments to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank account, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money to take care of your family. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls. We'll go to the AMP line and talk to Glenn in Massachusetts. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Wayne's here, too. What's on your mind?
I just want to respond to the last guy who wanted, like, gay people to choose to be straight or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's coming from, but as a straight male myself, I want as little competition in that marketplace as possible. Especially from gay guys who are usually are pretty well groomed and dressed nicely and are generally attractive people. I see that as a threat to myself if they start choosing to be straight.
You could just bathe yourself.
I my 2 cents in there.
You could take a bath and use cologne and cut your hair, and then you'd be right in the same realm with them, wouldn't you?
But nonetheless, it's tough. I agree with him, though.
I agree.
He's right. I mean, having gay guys out there is a boon to a straight man.
I learned a lot from gay guys. They were waiters in a restaurant I used to work at. I used to watch the way they dressed and everything.
They are good with the ladies. I mean, the women feel very comfortable around gay men usually, and so could take a few tips from them, actually. Any other thoughts, caller?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Glenn.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Okay,
I appreciate
it.
You know, I grew up with a couple of guys who were kind of effeminate, and at the time I didn't understand what it was or anything. But later on, all three guys I knew who I grew up with who went to my school or whatever around the neighborhood and so on ended up being gay. And I wasn't surprised when I heard that they were gay.
I thought you were going to say they ended up getting really hot ladies.
Well, no, but probably hot guys. I don't know. But
let's continue here and talk to Ziggy in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm also going to respond to that bigoted caller you had.
Yes, sir.
I didn't choose to be gay.
Are you gay, Zig?
I actually, you know, fought against it. I didn't have gay sex until I was 29 years old. And I had a lot of, you know, bruised relationships with girls because it just didn't work out because I just, you know, when it came to the nookie, you know, it just didn't feel right for me.
So you were told yourself that you're supposed to, you were having feelings of attraction to the same sex, but you told yourself that you should not be feeling that, and you tried to force yourself into heterosexual relationships. It didn't work out.
Well, generally, yeah, but it didn't have anything to do with the Bible or anything. It was the peer pressure. Because a lot of men I've known have actually been severely insecure about their sexuality. Therefore, they pick on homosexuals because they think that homosexuals are going to suddenly pounce upon them.
Right, and the idea that gay people choose to be gay, this is part of the ludicrousness of that idea, is it's hard to be gay. It is not easy to be gay because people pick on you for it.
I don't want to get too crude, but if you go into a bathroom, let's say, and you use a urinal, and you're just looking about, you know, people are going to, you know, suddenly think, you know, what sexual orientation is this person of? You know, even though you're looking accidentally or whatever.
Yep.
You
just
know what
look
I mean.
Down.
Yeah.
That's the rule, no looking down. That's why they have mirrors and things to read up there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we live in a very, even though the government of this country has tried to do something about gay equality, we still live in a very homophobic society.
I think you're absolutely right.
You still hear people down the pub describe something in a negative connotation as gay. You know, don't be so gay.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that term has taken on a negative connotation. Gay used to mean happy, and I'm certainly guilty of using it in that fashion as well.
Yeah, strangely enough,
I mean, homosexuals have taken the word queer back, because that was, you know, a derogatory remark, and now you have queer pride. So, you know, but I have to say, no, I don't believe any homosexual... you know, chooses to be, and I don't know if you've seen Bill Maher's latest film, Religious Love,
Religious?
It's a rant against organized religion.
Yeah.
And he goes along to one of those ex-gay ministries.
Oh, one of the ones where they claim that they've converted out of being gay?
Yeah. And it's hilarious.
I bet it is.
The guy he actually met, he used to be gay, he's now married to a former lesbian.
Wow.
And I just believe that, I mean, why can't people just be happy that two people are loving one another and not hating one another?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, if a Welshman wants to marry a sheep, allow him to do so.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, if no one is getting hurt, people are loving one another, are not harming one another, or hurting, physically, you know, bashing one another.
Absolutely.
What's the problem?
I'm with you, man. I thank you, Ziggy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you as always. And he's right. There is a lot of homophobia out there. And I think it does come from a lot of people who are very insecure about their sexuality. And why it is they're that way, I don't know. Does it go back to the Puritan roots of this country, the sexual repression on the part of many religious parents out there? Is it some sort of repressed interest in men that is frightening to them, that at some level that maybe they're not even conscious of, that they're lashing out against? I would love to hear anybody speculate on why the hatred is there. It just doesn't make sense to me. As I've said, I've met a number of gay folk in my time, and they have been some of the nicest people I've ever met.
I think that
people are concerned their children will be turned in some way. I can't remember off the top of my head, a very important sexual study that was done in the 50s or whatever. And they,
Kinsey?
Yeah, that sounds right. And they rated people basically on a continuum,
yes,
as opposed to gay, bi, or straight. They were on a continuum of sexuality.
Makes sense.
I think it was 1 through 5 or 1 through 10
right,
or something like that. And it's really true. You know, there's some guys out there that aren't gay, but they're motivated to have sex to the point that they will have sex with another
man
if they're, you know,
just because they want to get off.
Right. If a woman isn't around and isn't offering the services, which, you know, they're less likely to be around and offering the services, quite honestly. So, yeah, I think that there's a real fear of that, but I don't think that a guy is going to decide, I'm going to act gay, because acting gay and doing gay things, there's two totally different things involved there.
Sure.
I mean, one, you're choosing, you know, you can hide and no one will know what's going on, what you chose to do in your private time. It doesn't really matter. And in the other case, you know, you're opening yourself up to a great deal of ridicule.
Isn't it interesting, though, how people who call, like our previous caller, who were vehemently against gays, are sometimes closet gays themselves?
Yeah, I think that is very interesting. And it's also translated similarly to the people that, for instance, talk the most about banning child pornography. You find out they're the ones with the secret porn collection or the child porn collection. But we find those things happening so often. There was that senator or representative that was in the bathroom stall with the footsie thing that they did. And, of course, he was one of the most anti-gay people verbally. But in reality, he's just suppressing himself. More on the way, 800-259-9231.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam, all of them free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
There are lots of reasons you might want to hide your valuables around your home. Asset forfeiture, bank failures, burglars, ex-spouses, housekeepers, your kids. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification. And all of them, the modification costs are under $50. And it's an ebook. You can get it at StashYourSwag.com. It's less than $7 for it. StashYourSwag.com.
What's a swag?
Swag is stuff. It's radio terminology.
So let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want and talk to Todd in Michigan on the Amp line. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Wayne, Mark, Ian. What's up, guys?
Hey, hey. Todd.
Hi, Todd. How's it going?
Not too much, man. Not too much. I was hearing you guys about the discussion you had with Ziggy
yes.
about homophobia against gays. And I can tell you guys this. I'm an openly bisexual male myself,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you right now, I find it offensive that there are so many right-wing conservatives who would say, oh, well, you choose to be gay because it's a lifestyle choice. And that's the thing that really sticks in my craw. And when I hear that all the time, I'm thinking, well, exactly what brings you to that conclusion? Because gays have it so difficult in society. They're living with the this stigma of, well, you know, you shouldn't be with another man. It's sinful. It's wrong. And half the time, I think you're right. I think half a lot of it has to do with homophobia. But at the same time, I don't know what their motivations are. I don't know what brought them to think this way. But, you know, I think what it comes down to it is it's harder to be gay in America or harder to be bi than America, because a lot of that social stigmatism, if you will, and a lot of it is completely idiotic. Because people always have this preconceived notion that if you're gay, then you're going to go around and molesting a 9-year-old child.
Where does that come from? I mean,
a lot of people equate being gay with pedophilia, which are actually very separate. And actually, I believe that there's a lot more heterosexual pedophiles than there are homosexual pedophiles.
There's a lot more heterosexuals than there are homosexuals, so that makes perfect sense. I mean, a heterosexual is as likely to molest a young girl. A heterosexual male is as likely to do that against a young girl as a homosexual is against a young boy. I mean, that's where what one needs to look at from that standpoint.
Where does it come from, though, this false conception that gay people are pedophiles? I mean, where does that come from? Is it just a bunch of hate-spewing bigots that over decades and generations have just passed that misinformation down to their children?
I think that's part of it, but I think there is this old puritanical thinking that's been deeply rooted into our society that, that gays must be, you know, trying to turn our children into being gay. You know, this whole nonsense that if you raise your child as a gay couple in today's America, they'll be gay. You know, that's the mentality.
Somebody must have done. There must be a study that has been done on that just completely blows that out of the water. I mean, there's no way that could be true.
Well, I always like to look at these things from both sides, and I do agree with the fundies when they say that having gay sex is a choice. It absolutely is. Any kind of having
sex
is a
choice. Sure.
Now, I'm of the opinion that a person is what a person is as far as gay as heterosexual on the inside, and what the choice that they make is what the choice that they make.
But the attraction is not the choice.
I agree with that, right. I agree with that as far as what they say. And I do think that, for instance, that it's a little disingenuous for a scout leader, say, who might be attracted to younger men. And I must say that there's been 15, 16-year-old girls that I've looked at and said, wow, that's an attractive young lady. Now, the idea that I would get into a relationship with them doesn't really make sense.
I'd blow my brains out.
Well, it'd be awful.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense from an age standpoint. But you know, from a fantasy world where you know I just had the opportunity to have sex with one of these young girls, and I wasn't in a relationship and didn't have a son, and all that, you know, all that stuff that goes into fantasies. Hey, I might just go ahead and do that.
I think most guys that are being honest would agree with you, Mark.
Right.
And I think anybody that doesn't agree, I don't know if they're being honest.
Yeah, right. It's not something that people particularly like to talk about.
Yeah.
So I think, therefore, plenty of gay guys that feel that way. And I feel like if one of those guys was, say, decided to be a scoutmaster and hid from people that he was gay, and then, you know, perhaps tried to seduce a boy or two in there because he's attracted to young men, like there's a line been crossed at that point.
For example, the California Supreme Court just basically upheld that Proposition 8 gay ban, if you will, and this whole notion that, well, marriage has to be only confined between a man and a woman is really an idiotic notion because you know, even though the voters in that state said, well, gee, it should be between a man and a woman, well, okay, you believe that, but that doesn't make you right morally with that respect. Sure, your vote counted in that way, but you know something? What about, you know, what about interracial marriage? That was made illegal at one time.
Mm-hmm.
A white man couldn't even marry a black woman.
That's how a marriage license came about, was so that a white man could marry a black woman.
Yeah, so, and another thing, Mark, I want to bring up here, you did say something which I think is very important, which is, the idea that, you know, gay sex is a choice, and that is true. However,
no, he said all sex is a choice.
Right. But what I find very interesting is that when conservative straights actually say that, you know, homosexuality is a choice, well, then I can equally say heterosexuality is a choice. Oh, no. We can't have that. They were born straight.
Right. Okay. So it's okay for them to be born. They insist that they were born straight, but they can't believe that you would have been born gay.
Celibacy is a choice, right, too.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways. Either they're born gay and straight, or they're born, or they choose to be gay.
And I love straight. I love it when these bigots claim that being gay is somehow against God. And it kind of goes back to a conversation we were having about pantheism over the weekend. The idea that if God is God in perfection, then how it is that God could create anything that is not perfect is ludicrous. All you have to do is look at the animal kingdom, and you can see that there are gay behaviors amongst the animal kingdom. Are did they choose it as well?
Well, they're sinning. The
animals.
The fact is here that there's, I agree with you to some extent, but even if you choose that as your religion, that you know, people that sodomites are sinful, fine. Treat them like every other sinner, which
love
is like
sinner.
Every other person on the planet. Don't point them out, call them sick, you know, all this other stuff. I mean,
that's not loving your neighbor.
He's as sick as I am for lusting after, you know, the flesh or whatever. He's as sick as you are. You're a sinner, too. Remember that
from their perspective,
is gays are treated differently than other types of sin by the church and by church-going people, and it's
wrong. And, you know, Democrats... And you know something? Democrats even make it worse, because remember, Obama said that when he was a senator, oh, I'm for gay marriage, but now that he's president, oh, we can't have that now. It's got to be gay, you know, civil unions. But, you know, we can't have gay marriage now because I don't want to alienate that base.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, as always. More on the way here. Your calls about whatever you want. Thoughts on this or anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose brand new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get some perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, and also commercial-free archives. You know, we don't mention that very often. Somebody emailed me to remind me that that's one of the, in their opinion, one of the best AMP perks, and we never mention it. So if you don't like listening to commercials in the podcast, then that's one way you can avoid most of them. And you're still going to hear some, like the ones we do live.
The library for this show content.
Yeah. So go to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you don't like the commercials in the podcast, it's a huge advantage. I mean, for $3 a month, you would eliminate them. I don't think most people care that much about the commercials.
I think they're not burdensome.
The evidence is that even most of the amplifiers don't bother with the amp-only podcast.
It's true. Most ampers don't listen to the amp podcast.
But it's certainly motivating for some people. This guy, it was motivating enough for him to email in. So.
And he didn't even know about it, actually. He found out after the fact that
Most of them would.
All right, so amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, this weekend, you and I, Mark, are going to be leaving town, where tomorrow night is our last show for this week. We're going to be out for Friday and Saturday night show, and the lovely Julia will be here Saturday night sitting in with Gardner Goldsmith, who is an exceptionally talented talk radio host. Gardner will also be here for the Friday night show sitting in with Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com. So that should be an interesting combo. We've heard Gardner and Julia before, and they do well together, so it'll be interesting to put Gardner in with Dale. So it'll be two nights of two voluntarists on the show together.
So
it'll be great.
We're staying in New York City on Friday night, right?
That's correct. We're coming back late Saturday.
We do have separate beds this time, right?
I can't confirm that.
No, it's not the greatest thing, Wayne.
Would you sleep toe to head, opposite, so that you have more room?
No.
I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me.
Who steals all the covers?
I don't really remember that having happened exactly.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to be in New York City, and the amplifiers are the ones sending us there. It's the reason we're going to be there is because of the people that give $3 a month to the show to get us in front of more radio stations. But what I wanted to mention was this weekend we've got two brand new affiliates scheduled to come on board. So they're going to be coming in with our live show being hosted by our co-host. So that should be an interesting experience for them. And, of course, we'll announce them when we get back the next week. But all of this is being made possible by listeners like you joining the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, Mark, I know you've got an email about the gay thing. We'll get to that here, but let's go first to the callers and talk to Mike in Wisconsin first. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Mike, Wisconsin, going once.
Hello?
Hey, Mike, you're on the air.
All right, great, great. I just have a couple quick things to kind of talk about and for comment. I live here in Madison as well. I know you had a caller from yesterday's podcast, and I wanted to comment about his call as well.
Okay.
From Madison, and living here in Madison, you hear that there's a lot of talk of single-payer health care and, the socialization of medicine and how good this is and how we need it. One of my things is I had to take my roommate to the emergency room over the weekend because she was having some stomach issues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we arrived at the hospital at around 9:30 a.m., And I didn't leave on a Sunday night. I have to be at work at, 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning on Monday. And we didn't leave the emergency room until 1:30 in the morning for stomach issues. And living here in Madison, when you hear all this talk of single-payer health care, if you walk into a hospital emergency room at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday and the best you can do is 2 a.m. To get out, then why are they even wanting to consider single-payer government-sponsored health care if this is what the best the market can provide because of all the government regulations, obviously?
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, they don't see it that way. They don't see government as being inefficient. They don't see government as being
they
dangerous.
They obviously haven't been to the emergency room if they haven't seen inefficiency.
Right.
They don't believe in it's inefficient.
I think they believe that if they were put in charge, they could clean all that up and make it work well.
Oh, absolutely. Along those lines is, I commented to my roommate, after about hour four, I told her, I was like, look, if we were to go to a restaurant and we waited for food this long, and our waiter came by every hour to see how we were doing, chances are by hour two, you would walk out the door.
If that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute. Point of information. You were at the hospital and you left at 2 a.m. You got there at 9-something. When did they actually see you?
Oh, that went pretty quick. The triage, granted, stomach issues aren't an amputated limb. So they have to triage. But even with minor things like that, send a waitress in to say, how are you doing? Do you need more drugs? Just keep the ball rolling. And there's no incentive because it's all, it's all mired down in regulation and...
Well, what other hospitals are you going to go to? I mean, in many areas, there's not an easily accessible competing hospital nearby. In more metro areas, yes, you can choose from other hospitals. But you're right. In so many cases, they aren't getting paid by the patients. They're getting paid by the insurance companies or Medicare, which is even worse. So they have no real incentive to do anything in a speedy manner.
And whatever they can't cover that way, they just write it off.
I have a pet peeve here, too. They're calling it single-payer health care now, which is a bunch of baloney because they don't want to call it socialist medicine, so they're calling it that. But it's not single-payer. The government is pointing guns at everybody, taking their money.
300 million payers.
Or inflating their money. Yeah, 300 million payers. Single-payer is when you go to your doctor and you write them a check after treatment. That's single-payer health care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it should be, the way it was in the old days when we had the best health care system in the world. It was a doctor-patient relationship. And we didn't have all these government-mandated pirates in between stealing all the money.
It's just a matter of ignorance, in my opinion, why people would support something like the government running health care.
It's greed, too.
Greed?
Greed, sure.
And that they want the services for free? Is that
absolutely
what they perceive as free?
Right, right. They understand. But, you know, if when you're looking at the low end of the spectrum from lower class to lower middle class, those people don't pay that much in taxes.
And they are paying,
and
yeah.
If they choose to, you know, if they can push through some kind of system like this, you know, if they're, as far as they're concerned, bad health care is better than no health care, and so they get something out of it. And so, I mean, when the public finds out that they can vote themselves stuff stolen property, then they're going to do that.
That's probably true for people that are on the lower end of the economic spectrum that don't have necessarily have a horse in the race. They're not politically active. But it sounds to me like you're talking, Mike, to people that are politically active and interested, and for. It's my belief that those people are just like the average socialist that you'll meet, the average college-educated socialist who believes that, well, sure, socialism didn't work when those other countries tried it, but if you just put me in charge, then I'll be able to make it work. And I think that that's the kind of hubris that these people have. No, not that they believe they're going to be the ones to make the program work themselves, but whoever it is they believe in, whether it's Barack Obama or somebody else that they put their trust into,
Hillary.
They believe that Hillary's plan or so-and-so's plan or Mitt Romney's plan or whoever it is, whatever their favorite politician is, that their plan is the one that will work. Just let them try it. Just let them force their plan on you and let them try to make it work. And,
yeah.
And it'll work this time,
yeah,
seriously.
Big government's okay as long as our people are in charge.
Right. I think that's where the attitude comes from.
Absolutely. And I think I'm probably getting ready to head into a break, so I'll try to make this last point really quick. I know on last night's podcast you had a somebody from Wisconsin, and they lived in Madison. And being that I'm also subjected and forced to live in this geographical landmass of evil, violent people.
You're forced to live there.
Well, currently, if I want to be able to eat, I have a job here.
Yeah.
And Maslow's hierarchy of needs is very well met
effect.
Here. But yeah. I am a Free State Project member.
Excellent.
So I will, I'm slowly grinding those gears in the
very
beginning.
You're plotting your escape. So what about the guy that you wanted to comment? Go ahead.
Yes. So he talked about having issues building, sounded like kind of like a rapport with liberals where he worked.
Mm-hmm.
And being here that we're in Madison, that's probably about 60 to 70% of the population.
Yep.
And what I would recommend is around people that are wildly varied outside your political beliefs, it takes a long-term political rapport.
I want you to tell us more about that, if you'll hang on. Political rapport, connecting with people that may have divergent belief systems. We'll come back and discuss. Hour 3's on the way. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.